The mouth is the organ for speaking, which means, first of all, I cannot speak without a physical entity that can form noises. So that is the mouth. Now, the mouth in itself is not speaking. A dead mouth is not speaking. A dead mouth is just an implement, as one would put it, and I think that the relationship should be right. There's basically the relationship is about how does one produce a tune. There is the fiddle and the fiddler. Now the fiddle, you cannot be a fiddler without a fiddle. Meaning you cannot play. You cannot play any music without a physical instrument in your hand. On the other hand, the physical instrument in itself cannot produce any music. Now, the relationship is there. I would put it almost a threefold relationship. There is the purely physical element, which is the fiddle. There is the ability, which is physical but guided ability, to play it, which is a combination of the physical and the intentional, which is the ability to play it. Now, the fiddle won't play on itself. Any living creature can create noises out of an instrument. For example, you can put any monkey to a fiddle and get some noise out of it. To have a melody, more as complex as it may be, then you need a person that has a grasp of the melody and a way of dealing with the melody. So you have in there a threefold relationship. Now, by this definition, there is no real difference between the fiddle, the microphone, or the human mouth. They are both, in the strict sense, they are just vehicles and physical vehicles for something which is what, again, in later times, slightly Middle Ages times, we would call it. One part is the life into the body, which means the ability to move parts of the body to function, which is in every part of the body, is a different kind of life, which is again an interesting and perhaps intricate problem, but we have now, which they didn't have in the Middle Ages and later, when people contemplated these things, they didn't have the same examples about a force that makes things happen. Now we have many examples of one force that in itself is not completely physical, but touches the physical and can make it work. The best example, which is, there is a parallel, and the parallel should be in so many ways understood only in a limited sense as a parable and not as a complete similarity. We should see the brain as an implement that has the same qualities as the eye or the nose. It can do certain things. It cannot do any of them when it is dead. It can begin to work when it is alive. But this work has no direction, no meaning and no sense unless somebody is driving it. So the brain is should be seen not as the brain is the thinking part of the human being. In the way that is the mechanical implement that does the thinking. It does, and in that sense again, it's a new parable that couldn't be used in the past. When the brain is doing any work. Brain, when I'm calculating something in my mind, there is no big difference between this calculation and a computer's calculation. They are not working on exactly the same mechanical principles, but they're working in very similar ways of moving, I would say, moving parts in different forms, and dealing with them one way or another. Possibly the brain is more complex than a machine, more complex than a computer, because seemingly that it is pertinent and not pertinent here. Seemingly the brain can think about numbers more than one and zero. A computer cannot. So that makes some kind of a difference. But still, the brain is the vehicle. In that sense, a mechanical vehicle for something which is in itself not physical, and that is the mind. Now, because they work together, and they appear at least in this world. Together, so they're interdependent. They're interdependent in a double way. The brain without the mind does not think. The mind without the brain cannot also think because it doesn't have the ability to do so. Just to explain, which later on I'll try to go farther about it. See, there may be a malfunction in the brain. If there is a malfunction in the brain, it will work as a malfunction in the body. This part or this function won't work at all. Paralysis, or it will work in an incomplete way. Say. A person may be short-sighted, half-deaf, or something like this. Now, in one way, I may say that what happens there is something that is happening to the vehicle, to the implement, but not to the source, to put it in a different way. When fingers of a hand are cut, there are certain things that I cannot do anymore with this hand. The ability to move the fingers is still in the hand. And if I can reattach the fingers, then the hand will function again. So the function of the function of the hand with the fingers is the hand cannot work without the fingers, but the fingers cannot work without the power that moves them. Any impairment of a part of a hand impairs the ability of the hand to do things completely or incompletely.